Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13. And I want to share for a few moments on be on guard and stay awake. Be on guard and stay awake. You know, you have to stay awake to be on guard. You have to stay awake to be on guard. And there is something called the spirit of sleep and slumber. And we don't want any part of that. Can somebody say amen? We want no part of the spirit of sleep or slumber. Because when you're sleeping, things happen. You know, intruders can come into your house and steal things if you're sleeping. But if you meet them at the door as they're coming in, they might have a change of heart. Especially if you have a pitchfork. Father, I just pray this morning that you would just speak to us and minister to us by your precious, precious Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 32, but concerning that day or that hour, speaking of the coming of Jesus Christ, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Jesus is coming back. Can somebody say amen? I want to say it again. Jesus is coming back. Can somebody say amen? We're talking about the rapture. The rapture of the church. When Jesus is going to take us home, we are going to be caught up together with him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, some people think we're going to be raptured before the tribulation. And some people think we're going to be raptured in the middle of the tribulation. So that some believe we're going to have to go through 3.5 years of the tribulation. Whether you believe that, or whether you believe we're going to be raptured before the tribulation, friends, we need to be ready. Verse 33 says, be on guard. Keep awake. For you do not know when the time will come. There's nothing holding God back. There's nothing holding Jesus back from coming right now, this afternoon, tonight. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Jesus says it again, therefore, stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning, lest he comes suddenly and find you and I asleep. And again, Jesus repeats himself. And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake spiritually. It's not talking about physically staying awake. It's talking about spiritually staying awake. That we are aware of the signs of the times. And friends, we are living in the last days. What used to be wrong is now considered right. And what used to be considered right is now considered wrong. I was amazed when I heard about a famous parade that happens every year in Toronto. And I'm not talking about the Pride Parade. I'm talking about Caravana. And they put in the paper that they, for the first time, were going to have topless women in the parade. And they did it. Did you know they did it? And someone asked the leader, what about the children and the families that are going to be there? And you know what the response was? Well, you know, even young girls need to know not to be ashamed of their bodies. What used to be wrong is now considered to be right. And what used to be considered right is now considered to be wrong. So we have to be awake spiritually, not just for our sake, but for our children's sake. For our grandchildren's sake, we have to guard them. We have to pray for them. Go to Matthew chapter 24. Let me try to put my glasses on. Chapter 24, verse 38. For as in those days before the flood, just before the flood, before the flood. How many know about the flood? Just before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. And the Bible says he entered the ark and God shut the door. That means no one else was going to get in. They were unaware until the flood came. They thought, well, everything is as normal. Look at that crazy man and what he's built. Can you imagine being alive at that time and seeing some guy build a giant ark? I can imagine the people saying, what kind of a nut is this? And there's Noah preaching every day, the flood is coming, the flood is coming, the flood is coming. Oh, he's so crazy. And you know what? That's what people think of us sometimes. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. And one day he will come and take us home. Amen. Notice what verse 39 says. And they were unaware until the flood came and swept them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken, and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, and one will be left. Can you imagine being with someone going about your daily activities, and all of a sudden they just disappear. You're going and doing what you normally do, and all of a sudden one of you just disappears. The rapture has happened, and the other person has been left behind. Therefore, Jesus says, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. One is taken, and the other is left behind. Friends, that's serious, isn't it? When we talk about the coming of Jesus Christ, it appears to me, as I'm reading these verses, that the people that are raptured are the people that are spiritually awake. They're looking. They're anticipating. They're believing. They're praying, Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Is that your prayer every day? Or are you saying, like some Christians are, Lord, put it off a little bit longer. I've got a house to build. Lord, I want to enjoy my retirement. I've got an egg, Lord, like you've never seen before. A big egg with lots of money in it. I want to enjoy my retirement. No, that should not be our prayer. Our prayer should be as John prayed. Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. Jesus says, stay awake spiritually. Be awake. Go to 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 1. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers. Concerning the times and the seasons, brothers. That's important. The season of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can feel it in our spirit that he's coming. You have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord, speaking of the rapture, will come like a thief in the night. Think about that for a minute. No one suspecting. No one is anticipating. And then suddenly it happens. I fear for those that are left behind, that have to go through parts or all of the tribulation. Because God's wrath is going to be poured out upon the earth. That's what the book of Revelation teaches. The fullness of God's wrath is going to be poured out upon this earth. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction. It says it will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But look at verse 4. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. The coming of the Lord should not surprise us. Why? Because we sense in our spirit that his coming is so close. The Bible says, even at the door. That's how close the coming of Jesus Christ is. The alarm bells should be going off even today within our spirit that Jesus is coming soon. You see, everything's speeding up. More things have been discovered. More progress has been made in technology in the last 100 years than all of the history of the world combined. And it's speeding up. And what we see is his coming is speeding up. Are you hearing me this morning? It shouldn't surprise any of us. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake. Keep awake. Keep awake. Keep your antennas up. Keep on guard. Keep alert to the things that are happening around you. Are you hearing me this morning? One last verse I want to look at before we take communion this morning. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 7. The end of all things is at hand. So go find a cabin in the woods. Get as much supplies as you can. Store them up and get ready. Is that what it says? You know, there are people that are doing that. They got a cabin somewhere in the woods. You know what? You're not going to be able to escape the Antichrist. But then again, I'm thinking about those two teenagers. Can't find them. Maybe they know something that we ought to know. How to evade the police. They'll get caught. But it doesn't matter where you are. They're going to find you. The Antichrist will find you. The end of all things is at hand. So just give up and just say, Lord, come right now. No, that's not what it says. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded. For the sake of your prayers. You know, the most important thing we can do right now is to pray. That's the most important thing that you and I can do right now is to pray. To seek God. To be in a place with God. And say, Lord, touch me. Lord, strengthen me. Lord, pour into me of your precious Holy Spirit. We need to pray, folks. If there's ever been a time that we need to pray, prayer brings alertness. Prayer brings sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me this morning? When you pray, you become aware of what the devil is doing. I know some people, who cares what's going on in the town? Who cares? Did you know that even now there's a couple, a Christian couple, that wanted to adopt a child, and the government said no because they were Christians and they wouldn't teach about homosexuality and lesbianism and transgender and non-binary. Do you know what that is? That means you're neither a male nor a female. You're just an X. And they said that child is not going into that home. Friends, if there's ever been a time that we need to pray, it's today. And just because we're homeschooling, we're not going to be safe. They're going to come, and they're going to see what we're teaching, and they're going to find out if we're teaching this, that, or something else, and if we're not giving our children the education concerning homosexuality and lesbianism, they will not guarantee that that education will get your children into a university or college. Jesus is coming back. And the Bible says we need to be praying and